Today we celebrate Epiphany. What comes to mind is often the three kings coming to the stable bearing their gifts. Another way we might understand this celebration is to remember that an epiphany is a revelation of something. The revelation we are celebrating today is that we understand God's salvation is being offered to all peoples and all nations. In the Old Testament, the people of God is synonymous with the Jewish people, the Israelites. Now, in this feast, we understand that Jesus is the Savior of all people, and that all people are welcomed into the family of God. This is the real epiphany, or we might say the aha moment, that we are celebrating today. For us, it's a moment to reflect on our own membership in the family of God. The church is the body of Christ, and so she is not only a human organization, though she has that aspect of her, but the more important reality is that when we are baptized into the Catholic faith, we join the family of God, and that means we are invited to live in union with the Lord. Now, this is different than just being a member of an organization. It's different than being an investor in a corporation, or it's different than being and having an affiliation with a charitable organization. These kinds of memberships are more about having influence or trying to control the organization which a person belongs to. Primarily, we understand being Catholic as an expression of our relationship with God. And not just any relationship, but to be Catholic is to be a member of God's family. So what are we really saying when we talk about being members of the family of God? I think one way we can consider our membership in the family of God is to look at the most basic building block of the church, which is the family. The family is the domestic church, we often hear. The family is the foundation of the church. Though there are many different ideas of what family is today, the church speaks about a husband and a wife and children, as well as extended family members. Each of us can look at our own household and consider what is the culture of my household, the culture of my family, we might say. Does my family culture reveal our union with God? In other words, is it apparent that my family, my household, is part of the family of God by the way we act and carry ourselves? Do we see ourselves first and foremost as an extension of the church and the world? That we see ourselves sort of on mission or on journey, presenting God, presenting the good news, the gospel to the world? Do we see it as our mission to get the members of my household to desire and seek this union with God? Is that something that's on our hearts that we carry with us, that we're aware of as we live our lives? What distinguishes a family that is living in union with God? We might ask some questions to try to bring some clarity there. Do we, as a family, seek and pursue our eternal purpose? Are we aware of what that is? Do the members of my household identify, first and foremost, as a Catholic, as a member of the body of Christ? This is my primary identity. There are lots of identities we might carry with us, maybe some things we might think of that could be identities that I'm a fan. Whatever your sport is, whatever your team is, you might identify as that. That could be an identity that you carry. Or I'm a CEO or a business owner or I'm a doctor. In other words, maybe our profession is kind of how we identify ourselves. Or we might think of a comedian or a life of the party kind of person or a hostess or an entertainer or a provider. In other words, a function or a social niche that we sort of fill. We have many identities that we might hold on to, but does this idea of I'm a member, I'm a son and daughter of God, does that become primary in my first identity? What do we see ourselves as, and what do others see in my family? Do the members of my family work together to help each other, to come to eternal life, to live a holy life? Are we working together in that? Are the members of my household learning the faith, being taught how to live good and virtuous lives, and to have a proper understanding and ordering of priorities? Is that something we work to help our children understand and that we as parents or as grandparents try to share with the members of our family? Are the members of my household constantly and consistently gathering to pray together in a sincere way? Do we have a real understanding of what prayer is and why it's important? Do we have that understanding of our relationship with God is ongoing and ever lived out day by day? What evidence can I point to that demonstrates that the members of my family are aware of the eternal significance of how I live my present life? So these are some questions we might ask to just help us reflect. Where is my family? What is my family culture that I'm living in, my household? Whether it's a household of one or two or however many you got, what's the culture in my household? That's something we can ask. Are we invested in this family of God, or do we merely have a membership card that we flash from time to time when it's needed or necessary or seems convenient? As our culture shifts away from a Christian way of viewing the world, the family culture we develop in our households will need to be different than the world around us. And that can be challenging. That's hard. That's a hard reality that we need to accept, that if we want to be part of the family of God, truly in union with the Lord, if we want to go and become closer to God, we need to live a different way than the general culture around us. It's a little uncomfortable to think about that, isn't it? It's easy to say, well, can I do both, or why do I have to be different? If we think about the Magi today, that the amount of effort that they underwent to come to see Jesus might help us to get an idea of how we too are called to make this major exertion in our lives to be connected to the Lord. They underwent this long journey. It must have cost them a great deal to go on this journey. It wasn't easy to travel in those days, and all the camels that you had to hire and all those things, it must be very expensive. What do we put on the line? How do we give ourselves in this journey that we are called to make as Christians? Not everyone around the Magi thought that it was probably a good idea to go way off and see this child king. And they didn't seem to have a lot of certainty about exactly where it was going to lead them, right? They journeyed all these days, and then they got close and they couldn't find it. So we can recognize, just as our journey sometimes feel a little uncertain, they experienced that too. They humbly offered their homage and their worship to this king who didn't seem to have any earthly power at the time. So we might see some similarities in our lives, in our journey. We might recognize in them sort of an example of what it's going to cost us to follow Jesus, what it's going to cost us to come close to Jesus, and that it might not always be so clear where we're going. Do we make similar sacrifices in our lives to be connected to the Lord? Does our Catholic faith speak loudly in our lives? How deep is our faith rooted in us? Today's feast recalls that all people are invited to join and live in the family of God. However, how many people are accepting that invitation? How many people are pursuing Christ like the Magi did? How many people are willing to make sacrifices to go on this journey of seeking the Lord in their lives? We're living in a time and in a culture that will not support our choice, oftentimes. It won't support and honor our sacrifices. It demands a certain resolve and tenacity to create a family culture that brings a family to Christ and lives in union with God's family. So today I pray for each one of us, each one of you, that you will look at your lives, look at your household, and maybe evaluate your family culture and decide to make choices and sacrifices that will show Christ that you have accepted his invitation to join his family. If you desire this, pray for the Lord's help. It's an uphill climb, but if you truly desire it, the Lord will grant you the grace to receive it. I'd like to conclude with a prayer for guidance and resolve. Lord, I pray for your people who have been entrusted to my pastoral care. Grant that together, as a parish family, we may always allow ourselves to be guided by you, always follow your plans, and perfectly accomplish your holy will. Grant that in all things, great and small, today and all the days of our lives, we may do whatever you may require of us. Help the members of our families to respond to the slightest prompting of your grace, so that we may be your trustworthy instruments. May we accept the sacrifices and the toil that will be required of us to come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.